All right, so it's a new day, but it's the same day. Nothing new under the sun. What's the purpose of the new day? To move you to the next level, spiritually. Psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, quantum shift, whatever you want to call it, because most people are running on a program, their culture program, their bloodline, their mama, their daddy. Most people are stuck in the, you know, I was able to break free from the bloodline program because I went to college and moved away. But most people, they never leave and move away, and they stay stuck in that weird bubble, you know. And I'm not judging anybody, but I just know how it is. I know what it is. And they get so, they're in that comfort zone of that bubble, that enabling codependency bubble, and everybody around them saying, oh, you're okay, when God is trying to say, no, you're not okay, and that bloodline's not okay, and there's full of sin and lies and drama and gossip and backbiting and he said, she said, and living in the past and bitterness and mind games and drama games and all kinds of games and psychological games and people living in fear, and they want each other to be their own God. Here's the problem. They want each other to be God in their life. They got to have a backup, and it's not God, it's people. And I can understand that to a degree, but if you're going to have some backup plans, you need to do it right. Do it with right thinking instead of stinking thinking. But the bloodline and the culture creates a stinking thing. And if the leader is not righteous, the people are not righteous. And so it's usually in this society nowadays, it's matriarchy instead of patriarchy, because the patriarchy is supposed to be just steady state and tell the truth. And if you don't like it, too bad. The truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. And so that's what's happening. A lot of this fickleness and upside down. You know, recently somebody says, well, anytime a woman runs a business, it falls apart. Yeah, a lot of times that's true. I've seen it with men too. But then that same person wants to be the head of her house. And it's like, come on, wake up. The very thing that you're saying, you're doing. You know, it's ridiculous. It's insanity, to be honest with you. The hypocrisy within. And when you see somebody projecting everything that they say onto others, I mean everything that's in them onto others, everything that they do, all their sin, all their weaknesses, all their fears, doubts, worries, all their hidden agendas, they project it all out to somebody else. And actually, that's demonic. But it gets even worse. When you see them try to project their thoughts, try to tell you your thoughts are their thoughts. That's when it really gets out off the roof, when they're projecting their thoughts onto you. Now, this kind of person, you have to cut off, because not only do they not know the scripture, not only are they NPC, not only are they a mimic, not only are they demon-possessed, not only are they insane psychopaths, they're a corrupter. He says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. When I cut the music off, the Gentile music, it changed everything. I don't remember how long it's been, 7 or 8 years. When you cut the Gentile music off, it's a programming. When you cut the radio program off, because it's a program to program your stinking thinking into stupid, to program you into stinking thinking. When you cut that off, everything changes. I cut the TV off 30 years ago, but when you cut the music off, everybody thinks you're crazy. You do some rides here, and everybody says, well, what kind of music do you listen to? I don't listen to music. Why would I listen to music? Unless it's praise and worship or classical. I don't want to hear the words. I don't want to have somebody bombard my mind and my ear gate with false doctrine. Why would I want to put false doctrine in my ear gate and in my mind and my soul and my heart? Why would I want to do that? See, if you come across this channel, you ain't going to hear this anywhere else. Because I'm telling you through gut-wrenching experience what's going on. You have a handler. And they usually have two handlers. And it's usually a Wiccan or a witch or a Freemason or a Jesuit. It's probably not a Jesuit because they kind of stay out of it. They probably just hire the Freemasons to be your handler. And it's probably not a high-level Freemason. It's just a low-level who reports back. Because they like to gossip. Your handler's going to be a gossiper, and the Freemasons, the high-level Freemasons up the pyramid, they're going to get somebody to join to be their, like, lookout, you know? Because it's a demonic pyramid. It's actually an upside-down pyramid. When you look at the Freemason pyramid, turn it upside down because it's a spiral downward. Oh, I'm a 33-degree Freemason. Well, 33 points to when Jesus went to the cross. The age Jesus went to the cross, if you look around, you'll see 33 everywhere. Watch the news, read the news, pay attention to news. You're going to see 33. You're going to see 23. You're going to see certain numbers show back up because B.C., 23 or 32 goes back to the body of Christ. 33 is Jesus. Think about it. 32 is C.B., Christ's body. What is 33? Jesus went to the cross at 33. So the body of Christ is next in line. The Spirit and the bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. So the Freemasons, why do they stop at 30? Why do you only hear about 33? 32 degree, 33 degree. Why? Because they're attacking the body of Christ. And they're attacking Christ. They're attacking Christ, which is 33, and they're attacking the body of Christ, which is 32. Or 23. When you see 23 and 32, it's the same concept. The number 2 is B. The number 3 is C. The upside down Babylonian mimicking system is attacking Jesus and his body. That's what this whole shebang's about. You think it's about a job and a career and making money and getting ahead and getting ahead and getting the property and getting ahead of the game, and you think that's what it's about. But they're actually making you into a copy, a soulless copy. The dead corporate system, the dead matrix, is trying to make copies of the devil. But Jesus came down, went to the cross, died at 33, rose again, sent back the Holy Spirit to those that are born again so you can rise above the system. Just like when you put a balloon in a pool, if there's no air in it, it floats to the bottom. But if there's air in it, you take it to the bottom, it floats to the top. What is the air? Joint heirs. Joint heirs with Christ. So the balloon, let's say it was a rubber balloon, a tar. Tar is the flesh. Tar is tear. T-A-R-E. So the tar is the flesh, mind, the tear. The king of Tyre. He can solve all mysteries except for this one. You must be born again. And so he keeps a lot of people in the matrix, the matrix, the sine wave, the sin, the snake eating itself. And so the snake eating itself is trying to get eternal life by eating the natural. You can't have eternal life eating itself. You have to eat of that eternal life outside the 3D into the 5D, which is what? 5D or higher, Jesus. The Spirit, Jesus is life. The way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. There's one mediator between God and man, Lord Jesus Christ. And the blood of His cross is the secret. And so you got to eat and drink of that eternal life. The Word of God tells you. Get the Holy Spirit. Let Him teach you. You might need a pastor for a while. I had 40,000 pastors I listened to for 20 years. And so you might need some pastors for a while until you get grounded in the Word, rightly divided, sound doctrine. And notice the word sound goes back to son, S-O-N. You can't have sound doctrine without the Son. And I'm talking about biblical Jesus. There's a Jesus out there that's not biblical. They're talking about Jesus, people want to get to heaven by knowledge. What kind of insanity is that? 1 Corinthians says, the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. The wisdom of man doesn't even match up to the foolishness of God. The strength of man, God's weakness, is way stronger than man. God don't have a weakness, but it's an allegory thing. It's just a teaching lesson. But you think you're strong when you're weak. When I'm strong, I'm weak. When I'm weak, I'm strong. I once was lost, now I'm found. If you've never been lost, how are you going to be found? If you've always been saved, how are you going to be found? You can't be found. You're stupid. It's just stupid. Ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous, people. It's so odd. I've been talking about this for 30 years, and it should be propagating all over the place. And it is, but everybody got distracted about narcissism. So what? A narcissist is just a flesh creature. Ain't never been born again. They sold their soul to the devil. So let's move on to something higher. Let's move on to being like Jesus instead of being embodied. Instead of worrying about the narcissist is just a liar and a repeat NPC mimic. Let's talk about becoming one with Christ, getting the mind of Christ. We already know what the mind of the flesh is. Let's move to the mind of Christ, you know?